Hi, this is Tony Funeka, Cover Magazine. I'm speaking to Hannes van den Berg, the Chief Executive Officer of Momentum Consult. Hannes, thank you very much for talking to me this morning. We're talking about the challenges that are facing financial advisors during this time. Just like all other industries, it is tough times for everyone. Maybe you can just give us your sort of thoughts on the challenges that financial advisors are facing during this time.
Thank you, Tony. Yeah, I think us as financial planners and the wider financial planning and advice industry is also facing some really interesting and challenging times. I've summed it up in two impacts. The one is obviously the impact that adverse rational or irrational decisions by clients have on us as financial advisors. And then the second one in particular during times like this is also the emotional challenges that our clients are facing. And that also spills over to us as financial advisors, because I think we're also dealing with our own emotions in times like this.
Yeah, definitely lots of emotional things here. But Hannes, then, how do you see financial advisors dealing with this? Where should they start, and what are the things that... How should they be approaching this?
Yeah, I think for financial advisors, with specifically referring to the clients, it's really that understanding of what your client is going through at this stage. And that in times like this, I think clients tend to act irrational, and they are also unsure about the markets and the outcomes of the market. So I think typically you'll see a significant increase in the practice in terms of the service demands from clients, not so much new business, but more questions and queries in detail. I think clients will decide on surrendering some of their products, decreasing advice fees, cancelling just policies. So that all got an impact on us as financial advisors, and some of these really stems just out of fear and outside the context of a financial plan. I think on the emotional side, I think specifically in the post-retirement market, your clients is obviously worried that will they have enough money or funds available to see them through their lives. Obviously, the opportunity with the drawdown rates on living annuities, with emotional decisions, should I take more, should I take less during times like this. I think clients are generally worried about their ability to earn an income. We hear a lot about pay cuts, layoffs, and those things are real, and it impacts directly on us as advisors.
Hannes, earlier on in our conversation, we spoke a little bit about the fact that financial advisors are they've got a variety of different clients, different industries. Clients are going through different challenges and that sort of thing. How do you see them approaching this? Are there some sort of universal points that they should be tackling? And how do they deal with this diversity?
Yeah, I think there's obviously universal things that we should all adhere to, and then I think there's client-specific needs as well. If I can deal with the universal ones, I think first of all we need to acknowledge that clients and ourselves are emotional at this stage, and in that we need to understand what that emotion will bring from a behavioral perspective. And that a lot of questions, a lot of suggestions could be out of a position of fear. And that we as advisors have the responsibility to make sure that we guide our clients through a rational process. I think first and foremost, it's still of utmost importance that one focus on the long-term plan that you've got for your client. However, one needs to take in the current realities. Current realities could be a temporary decrease in salary or a potential period without any income. But yeah, I think principles, universal, is stick to the long-term financial plan. understand the changes in the personal financial position of the client. Redo the budget of the client and ask the client to assist in that. And then obviously understand the potential long-term buying and spending behavioral changes that the client is going to go through. I think those are the universal ones. I think specifically in terms of clients, I think it depends on what type of client you deal with. Entrepreneurs, small business owners, I think they've got these particular challenges in this period in time in terms of having no turnover in their businesses. And then clients, some of them would obviously take a salary cut during this time, wanting to understand the impact of that on their products. And then in the wider industries, I think there's in the agricultural sector, I think we're in for a good year. Got a record maize crop that's to be harvested. The citrus exports is with the weak rand is going to be a great inflow of money for our clients. And I think in that also sets an opportunity in terms of positive discussions with clients in terms of how do they invest that for the long run.
Yeah, yes, indeed, Hannes. There's always some positivity in all of this, and it seems that certain sectors will definitely be benefiting. But then just coming back to client engagement and from a Momentum consultant, Momentum perspective, what sort of advice are you giving clients as to what they should be doing during this time?
So our message, first and foremost, to our clients is speak to your financial advisor. Don't act on your own. Seek the advice of a reputable financial advisor if you don't have one. Because I think advisors in times like this give one peace of mind. Advisors understand the needs and fears and financial position of clients, and they're able to guide you through your financial plan. I think that's what we advising clients, and then obviously on a more product related matter is don't act irrational by just now switching out of the equity markets. Let's gauge through the process. I mean, if we've seen shocks in the markets in the past, markets already came back from the low below 40,000 points to about 50,000 points in the last couple of weeks. And then in particular, where there's tactical changes that one can make to solutions, one should perfect that, especially when it comes to short-term insurance. For us, a lot of fleets is standing still, so clients have moved their fleet insurance to only third-party, theft, and fire at this stage. And those are the things that you typically want to help your clients with in times like this. But yeah, I think for all of us, the biggest one now is make sure that your medical aid and that your gap cover is in place, just given the risk of COVID-19. So that is the one fundamental thing that we're putting a lot of focus on now is health insurance.
Indeed, health insurance definitely top of mind during times like this. Hannes, thank you very much for those insights. It was, certainly... advisors have got their work cut out for them.
Yeah, thank you. Thank you, Tony. Yeah, just in closing from my side to all the financial advisors out there, it's times like this that you need to be there for your client. They need us now more than ever before. Listen to their fears. And if it means that you only walk away for an hour and you've only listened, that's also good. And then, I think in terms of the practice of advisors, times like this also shows the benefit of a solid as and when stream, the value of financial planning and advice, and a diverse income stream. So that will be my closing message to financial advisors. We'll get through this one, and I believe there's a big positive that's going to come out for the industry of this C-19 crisis as well.
Yeah, thank you very much then, Hannes. Great talking to you, and I look forward to monitoring the situation and chatting to you again at another time. Thank you very much.